From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A bloodbath in Egypt. At least 235 worshippers were killed after Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire during Friday prayers in the town of Bir al-Abed in the northern Sinai. 109 more were injured. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed that the attack will not go unpunished. U.S. President Donald Trump has told his Turkish counterpart that the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria, according to a Turkish official's summation of the call on Friday between the two world leaders. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Mr. Trump made the comment Friday after speaking by phone with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. According to Çavuşoğlu, President Trump said he had given clear instructions that the YPG not be given arms. He also quoted the U.S. president as saying this nonsense should have ended a long time ago. This is VOA News. The United States has called on Pakistan to arrest and charge an Islamist terrorist, a cleric accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on India's financial capital. Pakistani authorities, acting on a court order on Friday, freed Hafiz Saeed from nearly 11 months of house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. The detention had stemmed from the terrorism allegations against the firebrand cleric. Washington has been offering a $10 million reward since 2012 for information leading to Saeed's arrest and conviction. A judicial panel hearing the cleric's case ordered authorities to free him for lack of evidence.
Please go down that way. Not the time for selfies, it's the time to get out of our cordon, please. Thank you very much.
A policeman trying to direct pedestrian traffic after a scare in the London subway, where shoppers believe they'd heard gunfire on a busy day of holiday shopping.
We were in the Topshop on Oxford Circus, and as we were just leaving the shop, we heard what we thought were gunshots. I was looking down at my phone at the time, so I looked up and I saw what I thought was police flashing lights. Everyone just started running.
London police found no casualties after investigating reports of gunfire. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said there was no evidence of shots fired or casualties. Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in today as president, ending the rule of Robert Mugabe.
I will devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people. So help me God.
VOA's Anita Powell is in Zimbabwe's capital of Harare.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, under the Constitution, the nation has to go to fresh polls next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The search ended today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week. The transport aircraft was traveling to the USS Ronald Reagan, where it crashed. Eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition, but Japanese and U.S. ships and aircraft had continued searching for the others. A suicide bomb attack on a police convoy in northwestern Pakistan today killed a senior officer and his guard and wounded six others. The early morning blast occurred in Peshawar. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.